In the last session, we looked at the overview of this fast track and where we're going to be headed. In this session, I'm going to introduce you to the Simple Leadership Compass and look at the four greatest challenges that leaders are facing today and how to deal with them. Now, as you follow along, here's the question that I want you to consider. Where do I need to start? So take just a second, download the worksheet for this lesson, and then you'll be able to follow along with us as we move forward. So again, the question we want to think about is, where do I need to start as we look at the Simple Leadership Compass? I developed the Simple Leadership Compass based on feedback that we received from hundreds of leaders and teams over the past 20 years. And it helps us to understand the four greatest challenges leaders are facing today. And here they are. Nearly every leader that we've worked with in the past has told us, I need help in one of four areas. Number one, developing my own leadership skills. Number two, developing the leadership skills of others around me. Number three, leading from the middle, often with poor leadership above me. And then number four, time and focus challenges. What we're helping you to do is identify where you need to start. So let's look at each of the four challenges just a little bit more. Challenge number one, developing my own leadership skills. With this challenge, leaders are often looking for direction around topics like, how can I sort through the plethora of content and information to identify the perfect tools and resources to develop skills and attitudes and practices that will stick for me and for my team? Some of these same leaders are also asking, how can I apply the content to my setting right away so that the training doesn't become a routine theoretical experience that is forgotten soon after? And still some of these others that are looking to develop their own leadership skills, they might be thinking, I already spend so much time investing in other people that setting aside time to invest in myself is difficult. We're going to show you how to invest in yourself without sacrificing your job or your home life. The second challenge that we often hear from leaders is, how can I develop the leadership skills of other people around me? And with this challenge, they often need direction with, what can I do to better motivate team members? Or how can I better model great leadership so it's easier for other people around me to emulate? Or how can I find the right people to even invest in? How can I measure the impact of leadership development to show a reasonable return on the investment that I'm making? So number one, developing my own leadership skills. Number two, developing the leadership skills of people around me. And then number three, how can I more effectively lead from the middle, often with poor leadership above me? See, with this challenge, leaders are often looking for direction around topics like, how can I communicate more effectively, particularly with a senior leader above me who is less experienced? Or how can I succeed or thrive in a low support, micromanaged environment? Or what's the best way to help a leader who's consistently making poor decisions? Or what can I do when I'm blamed for something that's not even my responsibility? So challenge number three, how can I lead from the middle even with poor leadership above me? And then challenge number four, time and focus challenges. With this challenge, leaders are often looking for direction with, how can I create more margin so I'm not distracted and overwhelmed with busyness? What do I do if I'm consuming so much leadership info, but I don't have enough time to apply it? Or how can I do better focusing on the task at hand when I'm working with team members who don't understand their role or commitment level? Or what do I do when I really just need a crash course for managing my time more effectively? These are the four challenges that we have heard literally hundreds and hundreds of times over and over from leaders all over the world in all types of market segments. How can I better develop my own leadership skills? How can I better help other people around me develop? How can I lead from the middle, even with poor leadership above me? And how can I adequately and effectively address my time and focus challenges? And based on the information that you provided and the path that you selected, your best place to start is with this fast track. And so as you make progress here and complete this fast track, and the action steps will help you to identify where your best learning opportunity is next and where you can achieve the greatest return on your investment. And along the way, the Simple Leadership Compass will provide the easy-to-remember framework for us to refer back to on a regular basis. It helps us to see where we've come from and where we're headed. Now, I want to take just a second to help you understand how you can maximize your progress. This fast track addresses just one of the four challenges in the Simple Leadership Compass. And for that reason, we put together the Simple Leadership Compass course, the full course, which is named for the tool, to help you make progress in every one of these four areas. So when you're ready, you can use the link below to select the full course, which includes the content for all four of the leadership challenges. The link below is going to be available for a limited time to allow you to upgrade to the full course when you're ready. And when you do, we're going to give you full credit for what you paid for this fast track. So when you're ready, use that link below and you can upgrade your purchase to the full Simple Leadership Compass course that addresses all four leadership challenges from the Simple Leadership Compass. The important thing is that you keep making progress and apply what you're learning without being distracted or without losing focus. You're here for a reason, and so let's honor your commitment and keep moving forward. If you haven't already, take a moment right now to download the worksheet on this page and complete the action steps for this lesson. Remember, we've designed each session to be easy to complete in just a few minutes each day, so it's important that you apply the learning right now in the right way by completing the action steps on this worksheet. Don't skip this step. Honor your investment in each session and complete the action steps found in the worksheet. Now, in the next session, we're going to move on and begin Module 1, Discover, where we talk about finding the right tools for time management, for focus, and planning. And remember, you don't have to get it perfect. You just need to take the next step. So I'll see you in the next session.